Sunshine Coast Sunbus drivers are entering their fourth straight week of industrial action. Union members last month decided not to collect any fares from passengers until their call for an investment in bus driver wages was answered. Well, that hasn't happened so far, with the Queensland Union Director saying investment in wages is needed to put an end to growing driver shortage before the situation is irreparable. Drivers in Logan and on the Gold Coast are also protesting. Four locals are thanking their lucky stars after they all survived separate plane crashes over the weekend. On Friday, a plane bound for American Samoa crashed into the ocean off the coast when it lost an engine and couldn't maintain altitude. Two men on board made it into a life raft and were plucked from the sea by the Life Flight Rescue Helicopter. Then on Sunday afternoon, a gust of wind caught a single engine aircraft as it was coming into land at Catharaba. The gust sending the plane somersaulting across a field before crashing into a tree and narrowly missing a house. One person was airlifted to hospital with back pain, while the pilot wasn't injured. The best of the best in business on the coast got glammed up for the gala Sunshine Coast Business Awards on Saturday night. More than 900 people attended the Sunshine Coast Convention Centre, with 137 finalists named across 17 different categories. This year, Amaze World at Tanawa took out two awards, including the Top Gong Business of the Year. Other winners included Coaster Bay Housing Group, the Alex Surf Club, the Mattress Company Yandina, and White's IGA Bly Bly. And Queensland Parks and Wildlife's ramping up its presence across the local region's most popular natural tourist hotspots ahead of the busy Christmas period.
We do increase the patrols in national parks and state forests and in the marine parks to ensure that all the visitors are having a safe and enjoyable experience. Some of our busiest areas do include Kalula, Ngari, but visitors and campers can expect to see rangers out and about in many of the parks and state forests during these holidays.
Senior Ranger Linda Brendoff there. Now's the time to book your campsite. Keep an eye on park alerts and check out the conditions report online.